Hello everyone, welcome back to The Streets Will Remember. I am Hani.
And I'm Justin. Hani, how are you doing, and like how has this affected you?
Yeah, I'm doing much better now. It was an intense and stressful couple days on the day that it happened and the days thereafter. My parents live there at the minute. So, you know, I spoke to my dad, who was about 10, 15 minutes away, driving on the highway back home when it happened. And yeah, the way he described it is like something I've never experienced. But he said that all the air in his body was basically taken out and thrown back in within like a second, which would have been obviously the shockwave from that explosion. And you could tell he was a bit shook up. I'd never really heard his voice like that before. So yeah, it's been pretty intense over the past few days. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of friends and family member have been affected either through losing their homes or, getting hurt by falling glass or just by the general shock. Luckily, we didn't lose anybody that we knew directly. But, the current count is over 200 people dead and there are thousands wounded, and just streets that I know so intimately are completely, you know, they're just rubble now. And it's really harrowing. And I've covered, you know, when I was a journalist, I covered explosions before, I covered suicide attacks, I covered bombings, I covered, you know, kind of a range of things. And this is, it's never easy, it's never good. But this is, you know, something that was so big that it affected literally everyone in the country. You know, people in Cyprus had their houses shaking. It's definitely been a tough week. We've tried to stay active, you know, with Guerrilla FC. We were selling some t-shirts. We sold out. We sold out in 2 days, which was incredible. We're trying to do a second batch with sizes that are still available to be made, so we can do some more fundraising, and all that money is going to go towards organizations on the ground. For anybody who's interested in helping out in whatever way you can and donating, whether it's clothes, medicine, money, aid, whatever it may be, please check with, you know, people you know who live there, or who know people who live there, that make sure that the money that you're sending is going to NGOs or organizations that work on the ground and not to the government, who will steal that money. And Hani, can you tell them which organizations they can potentially donate to, or how they can do that? We're gonna do something ourselves.
Yeah, look, there's a wide variety of organizations, especially NGOs, that you can donate to, and we'll tweet out a few on the Twitter account TWSR podcast. But look, the ones that you might want to focus on are some like Lebanese Red Cross, the Children's Cancer Center, as well as in terms of refugees, you've got Besmen Zaytuna, and as well as Egna Legna Besedet, which is another NGO. So, you know, it's important that they are NGOs, you know, they're on the ground doing the work that they're doing, and they're non-government affiliated as well. That's really, really important if you want your money to do the right work.
Yeah, we're going to take the next couple of weeks to focus on this sort of stuff and take a bit of a break for ourselves. We're halfway through season one. After that, we're going to regroup and try to plan out what we do for season two. If you have any thoughts on that, feel free to tweet at us. As Hani mentioned, it's at TSWR Podcast on Twitter.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you regarding where we take the podcast in the rest of season one and as well as season two. And if you need any direction or any help donating or helping out in Lebanon, please reach out to us directly on Twitter at This Is Hani Jaber and at Justin Salhani, or through the main Twitter account at TSWR Podcast. And we'll see you soon.